Yes.
In a land where chaos rules, one man will save the universe. Or at least the area of Nottinghamshire.
It's time to bring in the star of the new Robin Hood, which is on BBC One Saturday night, Mr. Keith Allen. Yes! The music works so well. Although, in the actual show, the Sheriff of Nottingham doesn't wear a denim jacket. No.
Pin cord.
What?
It's pin cord.
Oh, I'm sorry, is it? Yeah. It's pin cord, Dave. Well, I believe we're in session tonight on
pin
Radio
cord.
1. Yeah. How are you, Keith Allen?
Very well. I've been told not to use the C word, so you'll be called Dave from
now on. That's okay. Nice to see you, Mr. Allen.
Thank you very much. Alan's little heart is pounding already.
Why is that, Keith?
Why what?
What's the problem with Dave?
With Dave? Yeah. Apparently he was a bit nasty about my daughter.
Oh.
Would that be Lily?
No, Teresa.
Oh, Teresa. That's
tap dancer. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I've never met Teresa.
Keith Allen, by the way, he was known for many things. Acting, musician.
Thank you.
Fabulous, fabulous documentary maker. Is now merely known, up until Saturday at 7:05, he is now known as Lily Allen's dad.
And then she becomes Keith Allen's daughter.
She does indeed. So...
Fulham 3, Watford 3. Come on.
You're happy with that?
Let's get to the centre of the thing.
He's very pleased about that.
Oh, not half.
I don't want to talk about football anymore.
All right.
First of all, I have to say how brilliant Robin Hood is.
It's a bit good.
It is brilliant.
Thank you.
And I'm so pleased and surprised. I thought it'd be good. Everyone said, oh, it's really, really good. And I got the DVDs, some little preview DVDs. It's just, from the first scene, I'm in. I'm absolutely in. I'm in.
It's family viewing Saturday night. It's good.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good. Yeah, it's great.
And,
Comedy Dave, eh?
Oh,
here
we go.
Go on.
You're more scary than the sheriff in real life.
This is not real life, Comedy Dave.
You're not going to chop my hands off, are you?
Listen, Dave, don't be scared by Keith Allen, but Keith, just give him a little smile.
Oh, yeah, what?
Oh.
Oh! That's how tough he is. He just pulled his tooth out.
Yeah, watch this.
What's that?
Carry on. I'll put something else in for you now.
This is very cool.
No, I'll do it after the next team.
Okay.
That is scary.
You're dead.
He's gapping his teeth.
Where is your tooth?
My real tooth is in a forest somewhere in Hungary. Got knocked out by a guy of Gisborne.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the sheriff is a coward, so I'm always hiding behind him. And he swung his arm round with a sword and knocked my tooth out.
Does that hurt, or do you just go, oh, you rotter, let's do that again, or do you...
No, I carried on, because I'm a fully paid-up member of Equity, and carried on regardless. Now this, the unwrapping of the bag...
What's that?
Watch.
I want to be an actor, look at this.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that great?
Oh, that is cool.
That's it?
That is...
people at home.
That is good. It's a tooth with a ruby,
yes,
embedded in the tooth.
Very nice. Do you like playing the baddie?
Yeah, it's good. It's great. It's good fun. Excellent fun. Yeah, it's great. I get to dress up with lots of dead animals around my head.
It's such a good show. So where was it filmed?
Budapest.
Why?
It's cheap.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they've got lots of forests. This is a fact, actually, about Hungary. They've still got forests that you could go in, and 3 days later you wouldn't come out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not like...
Keith has said he'd like to take you to one of these forests, Dave, and show you around.
Is that right? Yeah. In Hungary?
Yeah.
So you're Comedy Dave.
Yeah. I don't want to go in the forest with you.
He's a pussycat, Keith.
Yeah,
of course.
Granted, there was a time years ago when he could have killed you by looking at you. But now he is a very fine...
upstanding member of the...
Exactly
community.
Right. Yeah. So, there are many things to talk to you about. But I am blown away by Robin Hood. I love it. I've only watched two, and I can't wait.
I've got to say, it's good, because I only remember the first one when I was a kid, which was Richard Green, was Robin Hood. Well, you're putting the music up now when I get interested.
No, I'm fine.
Drowning you out.
I'm fine in something for you, don't worry.
And I don't remember the Connery ones and all the rest of it, but it is fantastic. to watch a show like that on a Saturday night.
You've seen the movie. You've seen the Kevin Costner movie.
Yeah.
That wasn't great, though, was it?
No, but of course, Keith plays the Sheriff of Nottingham in the
Alan
movie.
Rickman
Alan Rickman did a mega
was brilliant.
Job. He was absolutely superb.
Well, he stole the show, didn't he, in that?
Yeah.
However, I must admit, this you are so... I can't see anybody else playing this role in the show but
Chris,
you.
You're too kind.
No, I know. I just, I'm only doing it so you don't kill Dave. I haven't actually seen the show.
Yes, Comedy Day.
And the guy who plays Robin, the guy who plays Robin Hood, I believe, is coming in to see Joe this week. I think Joe Wiley.
He's Jonas Armstrong.
And he's right? He's pretty much an unknown, isn't he? He's
well, it's a cast of unknowns led by Keith Allen.
Yes,
thank you.
And the fellow who used to do the lottery needs to be an absolute.
Don't do that.
Who's, which one's that?
No, what?
That's terrible.
What? No. No.
Which one's that?
Gordon.
Gordon. What's his, I've forgotten his name. Gordon.
Gordon's.
But he. Yeah. No. What, is that bad?
No, he's brilliant.
No, I know he is brilliant. But no, I don't know, you know. It was good that they thought of him. I just thought, you know, he's probably available.
That bloke who used to do that lottery.
He's a friend of my girlfriend's family, randomly.
Absolutely.
And but he's great in it. Everybody in it is so good. And it's just one of those shows that, trust me, please, Saturday night, 7:05, I don't care whether what you're doing, if you're going out, tape it, you've got to watch it. It's really good. And within the first 5 minutes, there's a hot chick in it. There's a buxom.
Yeah, there is. The blonde girl.
You're right, there is too.
Yeah, she should have played Marion.
Stop it!
No, but I'm saying.
What do you mean?
Marion's got to be dark haired, though, surely.
What do you mean?
No, because she's fit.
So's Marion.
No, I know.
What are you on about, Moyles?
No, because
Lucy Griffiths plays.
Is Marion.
And is fantastic.
Yeah.
Not Maid Marian, by the way. Marian.
Marian.
Yeah.
What's the significance of the maid?
Well, I think the maid is a kind of religious thing.
Okay.
You know, about her being a maid, therefore a virgin. Yeah.
Oh,
and of course, we live in modern times.
Because he does mention that, doesn't it? Because he says that you still live with your father, therefore you're, and then it cuts.
So you're Comedy Day, right?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Hello, Mr. Allen.
But no, and Gordon Kennedy, he's in it. But he's not into the second one. He's not in the first episode, I don't think. But it's pretty.
No, none of the and they're not merry men. They're outlaws.
They're outlaws.
Oh.
And they don't necessarily wear green either, bright green.
And they don't wear tights either.
No, they don't, which I'm going to admit is the only letdown in the whole thing.
This chafing around my groin.
But a slapping at the thigh wouldn't have gone amiss, I don't think, Keith.
There's a bit of that later on.
I'm going to do a horrible thing with you now, right? What's your first scene in it? What's your line?
That's the first thing you hear. Good
there
God, that
go.
Is it.
It's the 24 men line, isn't it? Isn't
Lord,
it? The
I first... do not think that this is
Dave,
a laughing matter.
It's just me and Chris.
Sorry, remind me, how many men do you have?
Me.
24.
And he has?
One. But the point
is, you let him take the house.
Technically, it is still his property.
La 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 la.
I love that. All the way through, that's all the Sheriff of Nottingham just does that. He's just texting to make out people. Please, sir, don't kill me.
Shut up. And he's got a catchphrase. A clue.
Oh, that's it. Oh, do you know, it's such a great show. I'm going to stop raving about it now because nobody else but us three have actually seen
it. It's great, isn't it? And the person who stole the tapes, obviously.
Well, yeah. Which the tapes were meant to go back on Friday, but then you've got a copy and somebody else wants to borrow them today.
Yeah, but we've got ours officially, though, haven't we?
Yeah, but they still want them back.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. They wanted them back on Friday.
Actually, I'm changing my tooth.
Are you? No, leave the ruby in.
No, it's a gold one, and I'm putting the ruby in now.
So you now have a gold tooth?
I've got a gold one, a white one, and one with the ruby in it.
Oh, yeah, I've put that one like that.
Wow.
Well, anyway, listen, right, Keith Allen, legend, hang around and we will talk about lots of other things, including, of course, the success of your daughter and her tap dancing.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Right, what song do you want to play? Alan, do you want to play Cassie?
Cassie.
What a surprise. Oh, do you want to take part in our pub quiz, by the way?
Love to.
Yeah, okay, yeah, brilliant.
Sold.
Yeah, right, well, Keith will be doing that in the next half hour then. It's 8:26. That's a great record there. I didn't want to talk over the end of it to ruin it for all you Cassie fans out there. Long Way to Go, which is out 2 weeks on Monday, Keith.
Superb.
There you go. We will talk more with Mr. Keith Allen, the Sheriff of Nottingham, in the brand new Robin Hood, Saturday night, BBC One, and everybody has to watch it. I think I've done enough plugging now.
What time's it on again?
7:05, there BBC One.
Okay. Yeah,
and he's brilliant.
7:11, I come in.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then, you know. But tune in from the beginning.
It's great, because it will follow the football. So you'll have everyone watching the football, and then you just carry on.
Watford
don't move.
3, Fulham 3.
There you go. Very excited. He's very giddy today.
He's giddy.
Yeah, he is giddy. Giddy Allen.
Which was my equity name.
Yeah. That was his name when he was originally a performer. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going to move on now. So more from Lily Allen's dad. In the next half of the show, Andy has agreed to do the pub quiz, which will be very interesting because he's probably smarter than the rest of us put together. And that includes you, Dominic.
Thank you.
Right, music-wise, we'll have some Buddy Rockers, we'll have some Nelly Furtado. It's 8:31.
And it's exactly 8:36.
In a time where hellish demons rule the earth.
Do you know, I don't know enough voiceovers.
Well, ironically, you can hear me. I think you'd be really good.
One man has come to save the universe. Wayne Sleep.
How rude. I like that in your documentaries where they show you voicing your own documentary. I don't know why, but it always amuses me.
And me.
Have you seen any of Keith's documentaries? Well, you have, because we talked about them.
Yeah.
How many have there been? Because I'm sure I'm missing one out. So there was the Little Lady Fauntleroy one. Mm. There was the Michael...
Fired.
Right, that's the one. That's the one
Michael,
that I'm...
Mikey Carroll.
Mikey Carroll, with the best theme tune ever, by the way.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We can't talk about it. No, I can't. But I fell off the couch laughing because it was just so unexpected. So is it... Am I missing one out? No?
No, I've done two more while we were doing Robin Hood. I've done one... Do you remember the documentary called John's Not Mad?
Yeah.
Well, he got us involved to film him taking 9 Tourette sufferers across France to the hospital where Tourette's established what Tourette's was.
Right.
On a double-decker bus. And I'm with them for a week.
Brilliant.
It is brilliant. I've got to say, it's brilliant.
I saw the... for those people who don't know, there was a documentary years ago that was only shown once... on television, and it was called John's Not Mad, and it was about a kid who had Tourette's before anybody kind of knew what Tourette's was.
It's fashionable.
And, well, yeah, and then, 20-odd years later, they went back and revisited him. And the first one is so, so sad in places. Yeah.
Can I just say something here? This is not a swearing fest.
No.
It's actually... it's an incredibly moving piece of.
Well, yeah, he as a child, it was really. Oh, yeah, it's obviously sad because you know he's having to bite his lip and all that. But then they kind of revisited him, and he still lives in the same area. And now it's almost like a stand-up routine. He was saying, like at Christmas time, he's not allowed to know what anybody's getting as a present because he'll shout it out.
Mm. No, he tells a brilliant story in this doco, which hasn't been on air yet. But he said it was a nightmare as a kid playing hide and seek.
Yeah.
Because he'd hide and he'd go, I'm over here! I'm over here! And that's true. It's absolutely true.
Did he... Well, do you know, we could talk about a lot of TV shows that nobody's seen all day. That's all we're doing. People said, oh, guy, Keith Allen was good and everything. But, you know, all he does is talk about the future. All the time. And then it was brilliant in the end when he beat up Dave. I mean, that was the highlight of the interview.
With his tooth.
Yeah, he battered him to death with two teeth. Right, so more from Keith Allen, Mr. Lily Allen, Daddy. Coming up in 2 records time, it's 29. Don't turn over your paper yet, Keith Allen.
Sound conditions.
Don't make me get medieval on your ass.
Oh. You're not allowed to say that, eh? After Rio, yes.
Don't, please don't get me into any more trouble than I already am.
Get you into it. Oh,
I'm enemy number one.
Hey. Funny enough, I was at a gay club last night called Rio's.
Were you?
Were you?
Yeah. Wonderful food. Faggots and peas. All night. It's fabulous.
Cool. So,
Alan's face.
I'm just thinking pub quiz, you know. Let's just get today.
He's just thinking about the timings.
All right, go on.
It's time to do
Venezuela.
Monday Night Pub Quiz.
Thanks for that, though.
Only
so
on Radio 1.
Right, here is Alad and Keith Allen and the rest of the team are going to play along with the pub quiz.
Good morning. There's no callers today. So, phones off.
Yeah.
Texts off. Phones. Screens,
phones,
yeah.
Phones there.
Teeth in.
Thank you. Teeth are in will be bonus.
Teeth with Ruby in, please.
Let's begin. Turn over your pages. I know I've gone easy.
Hang on. Dominic wants to swap headphones with you.
Oh,
I know, because he can't.
All right.
Because it won't stretch.
What? What did you say?
Is that okay?
What?
There you go.
All right, I'm going.
Last time I was here, the questions were very difficult, and I got told off for that, so I believe these are very easy.
Are you sure Venezuela's the first one?
No.
Question number one.
Lily Allen.
What are the three primary colours of light?
Violet.
You don't say it.
Write it down.
Okay.
You can turn your paper over, by the way.
You know black's not a colour, neither is white.
You can turn them over now.
And there's a little gap. Well, you write
what do you
your
mean? It's just a list of questions.
That's they're the ones I'm going to read out.
The answer, Aiden, and then we swap, you know, sheets and... Thanks for listening to the show, Keith.
And also, so you know, Keith, these people take it very seriously.
I know what they are, the first one.
Good.
And for those at home, if you blow up, right, any image on your television to about 1,000 times bigger than it is, you will see the three primary colours.
Are those the three colours in the old days when you used to switch your telly off and it would go down to...
Yes, and that's what goes to make up what we call the colour spectrum.
Do you
realise you're helping them get their points here?
Yeah, so what's wrong with that? Radio 1, we're supposed to do that. Comedy Day.
They won't help you back.
She's going to say his name better to him.
Keith Allen!
Number two.
Yeah.
Name the group. Handbags and Glad Rags, 2001.
Easy.
Elton John. Is that right?
No.
I don't know that.
And it's not Rio Ferdinand either.
Do you know the title of his autobiography?
No.
All right, okay.
Number three. Everyone ready? Please.
Please don't tell us.
Which club did Arsenal sign Thierry Henry from in August 1999?
I know what that is.
Don't just write it down.
Okay. Oh, I don't know.
I thought you'd get that one.
No, I don't know.
Ah, number four I've got.
Hang on, we're not there yet. Would you relax? Okay. Now and so have I, because I just looked at Keith write the answer down.
Okay, number four. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Mm. On a darts board, what number is directly opposite one?
I got it.
And me.
Thanks.
No. Get in.
Now, when you say opposite...
What do you mean?
Do you mean opposite as in next to opposite?
No, that's not opposite. That's
diametrically opposed.
Yeah, I can't believe you just said, what do you mean by opposite? Do you mean opposite or next to?
If you're looking at a clock, right, opposite one would be seven.
I've got five.
Yeah.
Okay, and question five. Hurrah, Rotten Gent is an anagram of which sporting event?
The Notting Hill Carnival.
Sporting event. Hurrah, Rotten Gent.
I've got it too.
Don't be so daft.
It's easy.
Yeah, I've got it.
Have you?
Yeah.
The Ryder Cup.
There's always a rule.
Oh, it's always topical, isn't it?
Yeah. It's always topical.
What
Keith.
Is it then?
It's always topical.
See, they won't help you back.
The Ryder Cup. No, there's no C in that. What is it then?
I'm not going to tell you because it's a quiz. But,
I'll give the answers in a minute.
But I'll give you a clue.
All right, name the group Handbags and Glad Rags. Oasis?
No.
What?
No.
Don't be silly.
It's not Oasis.
What is it?
No, you know, has everyone got that, by the way?
Yeah.
They're a Welsh band.
Ah. Primal Scream.
No, not a Primal Scream.
God, no, what are they called? One of them disappeared years ago.
No, not that.
No,
the Alarm?
No.
Well, who is it then?
You'll find out in a second when we do the answers.
Goldie Looking Chain?
No, it's not Goldie Looking Chain.
Oh, come on. It's Tom Jones?
It's not mono music.
What? The Stereophonics?
No, say the answer! You've got to wait. You're taking all the, you know, excitement out of the reveal.
Tension's gone.
Explain to Keith number five as well.
Right.
It's the something, obviously.
Yeah, and it's an anagram of a sporting event that happened this weekend.
What?
It's.
Should we give the answers?
FA Cup?
Are we all ready?
Should we just do the answers now?
Yeah, shall we?
Oh, no, don't do number five, please.
And
Tottenham Carrera.
No, and
pint.
Dave and Carrie took part in this event.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I Dave didn't have it.
You don't know.
No. Dave, you Dave kept quiet.
The Great Northern Run.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, the Great. Oh, brilliant. Well, anyway.
You can't get the points now, surely.
Well, no. Let's find out what everybody got.
Look at me. I'm writing it down.
You're right. I should have got that, shouldn't I?
Do you know what? I will actually have 5 out of 5 because I don't know the first one. And I don't know the third one.
Well, I'm sorry, but Keith and Dave are not getting that last point.
Why?
All right, fair enough. But I've got the first one.
No, Dave.
Keith doesn't care. He's not coming back next week, so it makes no odds. You're more than welcome.
Hang on, I got that last one.
Only when we told you the answer and you wrote it down.
No, you didn't say the name. You said I took part in it.
Said it out loud.
Thierry Henry.
I'd already written it down.
I know, I watched you write it. Right, answer to number one. What are the three primary colours of light, Mr. Keith?
Red, green and blue.
What have you got, Chris?
I've got red, yellow, green.
Carrie?
Red, yellow and blue.
Dom?
Yes, because yellow and blue makes
red,
green.
Red, yellow and green.
Dave?
Red, blue and green.
Red, blue and green are the correct answers.
Yes!
Green's not a primary colour.
Really?
On your what TV? Is it? It is now.
What is it? White. An ice cream?
It's true.
Oh, no.
What's
primary
green, then?
Primary colours can't be made. That's why red and blue, because you can't...
Look, I got it wrong. Don't argue with me.
Number
Golf
two.
Golf jumper.
Name the group Handbags and Glad Rags 2001. Yes. Keith?
Stereophonics.
Clever. That's the correct answer.
Do.
Number three. Which club did Arsenal sign Thierry Henry from in August 99? I'll come to you last. Chris?
No, no. Don't come... Juventus.
Your name.
I'd say Juventus.
Stop cheating. Okay.
I'm not. Why? No one said anything.
Dom.
I'm going to send Keith under the table where I have to go.
Both. There you go.
Hey, that's a bonus point. Messy.
Normally guests just get some fruit, but that's a nice little.
No, that was Rio. Stop it.
Sorry, Dom.
I got it wrong. I put Leon.
Dave.
Juventus.
Keith.
Juventus.
Harry.
Juventus
is the correct answer.
Yes. Fulham three, Watford three, yeah.
Number four on a darts board, what number is directly opposite one? Keith?
19.
Dom?
19.
Dave?
19.
Harry?
19.
Chris?
27. No, I'll put 19.
Is correct.
I did cheat.
Well done, everyone. And number five, hurrah, rotten gent, is an anagram of which sporting event? Dave?
The Great North Run.
Wow. Dom?
Yes, the same.
Keith?
The Ryder Cup.
The Great North Run is correct.
Hooray!
Who got five? Hands up. No, I don't think you did, Keith. Did
Why
you?
Not?
Or Dave?
Why not?
Why?
Because we had to tell you the answer last one.
I think we should rematch tomorrow with the team because it was all over the place today because of Keith going, I don't know the answer. What's that answer? And then giving away other answers.
I'm so competitive.
I can tell.
Who got What's four? The answer to that? What have you put? I love how the fact that when we gave him the stereophonics, when it came round to answering that, he put his hands up. Stereophonics! I got it! Thank you. So Everyone let's do that. Let's do it again tomorrow.
No, okay.
Yeah?
I think.
What, the same question?
No, yeah, the same ones. Oh, is it 19?
The Ryder Cup. No, there's not a C in that.
Keith Allen, Robin Hood starts on Saturday night, 7:05 on BBC One. It is brilliant, and your portrayal of the Sheriff of Nottingham is superb.
Thank you very much.
I love the show. It's going to be a massive hit. Is it in HD?
It's HD ready.
We're good.
Oh, yeah. If you've got 300 quid for a Sky box.
Oh, no, I get mine free. Also, Lily Allen's album, which is superb.
Thank you.
Buy that, because, of course, then she
if
might
you don't,
be able to...
I will hit Comedy Day.
Oh, see, now, don't go. Say that.
Don't say that.
That'll be it now. There'll be a freeze.
Sales will plummet.
Yeah. That'll be... You. Maybe we could get you in her next video.
You think?
Yeah.
Run over by a car or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Any more Fat Les stuff?
We're going to re-release... Because, you know, we were going to... re-release Vindaloo.
Will you?
Yeah, yeah. Was it this year, the World Cup?
Yes, it was.
It was. Yeah. Memory's gone, dear. And I had a verse written, which was me and my mum, my dad and my grand sitting on the couch. Me and my mum, my dad and my grand chewing on...
Stephen Gerrard!
And Lily begged me not to, because I didn't want to tread on her toes.
Did she really?
Yeah. Quite rightly so, I think.
I think
I've
said
had
no.
My 5 minutes, you know, it's her go now. Is that Graham Taylor out there?
It's not Graham Taylor, no. It's Hoops Dog.
Oh, no.
Who's coming down to take photos.
He does look like a young Graham Taylor.
So, okay, so fat Les, so maybe then more fat Les? Maybe?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. I think Vindaloo's got a few more legs in it, yeah.
As well as that, so we talked about Robin Hood, tick that, fat Les. When are the documentaries going to be going out, do you reckon?
I think the Tourette's one goes out over between Christmas Day and New Year's Day.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's great.
Festive friendly. And you can still buy, if you haven't seen any of these, they are the most fascinating documentaries you'll ever see, because they're just completely documentaries, completely turned upside down. And the Little Lady Fauntleroy one, which you can get on DVD. I don't know if you can get the others on DVD, but you can definitely get Little Lady Fauntleroy. Yeah. So I've got it. So, but what? Look out for them. They're great. It's the only documentary. And I won't give too much away, but on Little Lady Fauntleroy, he interviews this family at the end of the documentary. And the complete opposite to most documentaries, Keith gets so annoyed with this family, he takes his microphone and walks out of his own interview and leaves them sitting there. It's genius. It really is. I love you. I think the stuff you do is great. Well, not all of it. Some of it's rubbish. But follow-up to Vindaloo was dreadful.
Who invented fish and chips?
Yeah.
Superb.
Keith Allen, ladies and gentlemen, and Robin Hood, please watch it. It is great, and it's Saturday night on BBC One.
Thank you.
Oh, dear.
Is that it?
No, we're still on. Hang on. Red light. Come on, remember your five live training.
You're right.
Lord. Wait until we say cooked.
All right.
Right, Dave's T-Disc link. How do you get to tonight's from yesterday? Beautiful. Let's rate today's guest. That was Mr. Keith Howell, Charles Allen, the star of Robin Hood, which starts on Saturday night. But I think I might have mentioned that once or twice.
Mm. Good luck, everybody.
Who's rating?
I'm rating. Rachel didn't hear Keith because she was
taking my pen away from me.
Sorry.
Every time I move, you take my pen.
Sorry.
Do it one more time. I'm going to write, I like
Ashley
rock music on your forehead.
Sorry, Chris. So Carrie's going to fill in. So it's Carrie, Chris, Dave and me.
All right, so rate the guest. Carrie, you can go first.
I thought he was very funny. He obviously listens to the show and was part of it and joined in with all our laughs. So, yeah, apart from the cheating, which is a minus point in the quiz. So, as I feel very strongly about that, you know, I'm going to give him an 8.
An 8?
Wow. Blimey.
Blimey. Alad?
Well, bonus points for not swearing. That alone means a good mark. I'm going to give him 6.5, only because I gave Lily 7 and I thought she was better.
6.5 from Alad. Dave?
People suggested it might be funny if I tried to rate Keith Allen lower than Lily.
Okay, it's up to you.
I rated her 4 out of 10, with that in mind, 3.5. But no, I thought it was better than that. Double that, call it 7 out of 10 for Keith Allen.
Double what?
3.5.
Oh, okay. What did you give Lily Allen?
4.
4. Well, just for the laugh and consistency, I'm going to give Keith Allen 4 then.
Okay.
Because, you know, the way I look at it is if we're having a fight between Keith Allen and Lily Allen, I'm going to back you up, Dave. So you get Keith Allen, I'll take Lily on.
Brilliant. I'm not sure which one's more intimidating, actually.
Oh, no, I'd take Lily out for dinner. It'll be fine, yeah. Which means 8 plus 6.5 plus 7 plus 4. They are the numbers and they are the guests. Mr. Keith Allen scored today from Carrie, 8. From Allard, a 6.5. From Dave, a huge 7. And from me, as a joke, a 4. Which means, out of 40, he scores.
Add the 8 and the 7 gives you 15. Add the 4 gives you 19. Then add the 6.5. Add the 6 on there first gives you 25. 25.5 out of 40.
Are you sure?
You can get there another way as well. It's because 8 is 2 off the maximum score.
Wow.
6.5 is 3.5. That's 5.5 off. Take another 3 off. That's 8.5 off. And then another 4, 12.
Do you know where that leads him?
Off. Is that right?
He has bumped Lily Allen down to 20 and Keith Allen is 19.
I think I might have got that wrong.
Oh.
Did I? Okay. 8 is 2 off the maximum. That's 2 to take. That's 3.
While Dave is doing that, I'm just going to play you another track from the brilliant new Weird Al album, which I got from America the other day. And this is one of his tracks. Let's have a little listen, shall we?